You don't care if I use cheat sheets and stuff like that, do you? Probably not. Actually, God's the best cheat there is, so if I follow him, we're all in good shape. Good to see each one of you here, and good to see Carol again, and it's great to see Lynn. You've been here long, about 4 or 5 times in a row, huh? Well, good. I always thought of you as being one of us, so good to have you. Good to see each one here. Hope you've had great weeks in the Lord. The Christ in me greets the Christ in you. We're all on the winning side. And the love of Christ flows, encourages our hearts, lifts us up. I enjoyed the Wednesday study we had together. You guys lift me up, the things that you say and do, and it's just wonderful. It's wonderful how Christ uses each member of the body to work together to build up the other. There's not too many people that are into building you up these days. You know, you look across nation and you say, oh, shall I cry or weep? Or but the Christians are still out there. They don't make a lot of noise, but they're the fabric that built this nation. God still looks to us, still trusts us. He has faith in us, which is, to me, it's a miracle in itself once in a while. He loves his children. He takes care of us. Praise his name. So, welcome, welcome. And we'll have an opening prayer. Father, we love you. We need you. We love living with you, Lord. You make all the difference. You're our life, our help, our strength. You're the way, the direction. You're our pathfinder through this wilderness that we're walking through. And we'll go to worlds unknown, but they're not unknown to you. And our paths are not unknown to you. Our ways are mysterious. But we live with you a day at a time, and it works. You don't require a whole lot of us. You give us light burdens and a yoke that fits perfectly. We trust you for that. You're loving. You are merciful. You're the gracious Father, the everlasting Prince of Peace. We have great confidence in you. For all things were made by you, for your purpose. And we're part of that purpose. We love you. We thank you. Help our time together to be joyous and peaceful, full of love for you and each other. We ask these favors in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we got a few announcements. And we'll have another Bible study Wednesday. And we're actually making a little progress in Hebrews. So. But it's always interesting. And so, well, Hebrews chapter 2. Jesus anointed at Bethany. It's next week's sermon. Pray for Hollis. He's actually kind of fighting this a little harder than I realized he was. He said in the past he had pneumonia, so it's kind of affected his lungs, so this is kind of working a little bit harder on him than probably the normal person. But he seemed to be in good spirits and good positive attitude as usual. And so I chatted with him yesterday. Good to talk with him. You might text him, cheer him up. He says Monday he'll be able to move around with people. He's not supposed to be contagious. Ask him if he's walking around, you know, trying to keep exercising his body going a little bit. And he wanted to kind of stay away from people, so I appreciate that. He cares about people. So keep him in your prayers. Keep having faith that God's going to raise him up to do the job that God has called him to. He's definitely called to be a pastor and a preacher. So God will continue his plan. It's okay to pray that God touches him in a miraculous way. Mission Bonner partners in Care Clinic. Mission is provide health care safety net to those unable to afford medical care. And I've found that the best doctors usually show up at these free clinics, the ones that really care about you, not the ones that are after money because they're home enjoying their money. But people that really have a mission that are in the medical field, they'll be there. The ones that worked on me were really good. So anyway, I won't elaborate too much. Church council meeting coming up November 11th, Thursday, 6 p.m. And pray for us and decisions that would make the same decisions Lord would. And Joanne's going to be there talking a little bit about the Christmas program that we have coming up. October is fundraiser for Faith Comes by Hearing. November 14th is our Veterans Day service. Zach will be giving his testimony. So looking forward to that. Pray that it's really easy for Zach to talk and share. And so we're looking forward to that. Food and Fellowship will happen November 21st. And that'll be our Thanksgiving food and fellowship. There's a sign-up sheet for different things that need to be brought. So things are happening. Things look fall back. That means your clock, not you. Don't faint. Don't fall. Don't forget to set your clocks back November 7th. Strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid, is similar. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You might study that just a little bit. The Lord's telling us to be strong. Does he tell us to do things we can't do? Yes. He might. It might seem that way. In one sense, it's true. In another sense, it's not. He becomes our strength, or we wouldn't make it. He becomes our strength. We become strong in him. I think as we get older, we realize more and more that his strength was actually there. That why we were able to go forward was because he was giving us his strength. He didn't make a big announcement about it, so we thought maybe it was us. We knew there was something different. He was able to go forward. Things happened. He doesn't make a big announcement about what he's doing, but after a while you realize, yeah, that was the Lord. That was his power. That was his spirit working in me because he loves me. There's a similar verse to that. It's in Zechariah Chapter 4. I didn't give that one to Shaney, but I think I will look it up really fast. Maybe not. Anyway, it says, not by might nor power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And it's interesting because it was said when Jerusalem was in ruins, but the people were set free from Babylon. They went back there, and Lord wanted them to build the temple and everything. And there's a guy named Zerubbabel who was put in charge of doing this. And he answered and said unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power. In other words, not by human effort, human, we have some strength, human determination, human faith. All that's limited, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Now throw in this next verse because it has to do with mountains. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof, or the cornerstone thereof, with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. God's grace makes all the difference. God's doing this by his grace. And there's a verse also in the New Testament talking about mountains. Peter was really amazed that the fig tree that Jesus cursed, they passed the next day and was all withered up. He said, how'd that happen, Lord? And Jesus basically said, use faith. If you speak to a mountain in faith, it can be cast into the sea. And so that's the way a lot of our trials are. God can do something with them, but he tells us to speak that to them. Like Zerubbabel was to speak to this mountain, it looked like a huge undertaking. It was a huge undertaking. How would you like to be in charge of building a whole temple for Jerusalem? I mean, they're huge temples. That's a lot of responsibility. But he was a man of faith, and God's Spirit was with him. Therefore, it was very doable. Some of these big things, you got to take them one step at a time. It's got to be one step at a time. That's about all I can do, is take one step at a time sometimes, you know. Lord's got to help me with the rest of it. Nehemiah 8:10, another guy that came back about a little bit after Zerubbabel. There's a lot of unsettled things there. And there's Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Don't grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Recently, the Lord told me to add joy to everything that I did. There's got to be a message there somewhere. It's a good way to overcome the enemy because he's trying to make you frown and feel discouraged and beat down and you're worth nothing and your efforts aren't going to work and that's bad and this thing over here is not good and how about that's falling apart and the nation's going to fall apart and everything's falling apart. And hold it. God's in charge. God's got a plan. Something good's going to happen because God knows where he's taking his people are in it. And he's going to take care of them, man. He loves his people. He sent his son to die for them. He ain't giving up. There's nothing can out-muscle or out-might God. Yeah, he won't put up with that. Now, it's still in his hands. He still knows what he's doing. Okay, I was going to do a review of last week. You never know where this is going because I don't know where it's going. But God does. Good thing. So there's still hope, see? So don't get excited. It's we live by faith, right? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I mean, he really likes faith. Matter of fact, that's how you're born into the kingdom of God. You believe God's word and you say, okay, Jesus will forgive me my sins. I believe that. Because he loves me. He said it. It's in his word. By faith, we became a child of God. We joined the heavenly family, a great, wonderful family. A lot of them are watching us from up there. Some of us are right here. Every church in town that names the name of Christ has brothers and sisters. Some of them we know, some we don't. We're going to have a lot of things to share. Anyway, review of last week. There's things you can do to be strong in the Lord. Because we're given choices, so make the right choices. God's not going to do it all, but he's going to do most of it. But sometimes we've got to start and let him finish. But okay, one, speak to the Father day and night. David said, And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Share everything you can with him. Fellowship with him. Speak to him. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God does not change. He careth for you. You're not. There's no grading level like, here's a person here. Well, he's a little lower because he does this. Or God doesn't look at humans like humans look at humans. God's like, oh, there's a guy with a lot of potential. I love him. He can't really comprehend that I love him yet, but I gotta keep working on him. You know, he'll come around. God just keeps working on people and encouraging and helping them. And we're all special to him in some way. He's done that on purpose. And that's not going to change. Our reaction to it, it is a big thing. It's like what we do with our lives. It can be a gift back to God and to other people. Or we can be a little selfish and it's got to revolve around me. Well, the less it revolves around you, the better your life will be. The world can't comprehend that, but you know, Lord has ways of getting to him. You know? He knows how to get his man. God really does. He knows how. He's like the hound of heaven. He knows how to track him down and find him. He knows how to head him off and he's got lots of tricks, and he's going to use them, too. He doesn't want anybody going to hell. But we're given that choice. Okay, one, speak to the Father. Fellowship with God was two, which I kind of went right into. Take God everywhere you go. Talk to him about things. Ask him questions. If you're not feeling good about something, tell him about it. The more you talk to God, the more he's going to talk to you. What you sow is what you reap. Spend a lot of time with God. He's going to be there. You're going to start hearing things. I was trying to remember a word, and I couldn't think of it, and I was trying to associate it with different things so that my mind would give it back to me. I said, Lord, you're going to have to give it to me. I think you can. Like you give me people's names when I can't think of them. It says, the word you're after is rhema. Rhema. Do you know what rhema is? It's the word that God gives you daily. It's the word that he speaks into your heart and your own ear. It's like when he tells you, you need to go talk to your friend because they just had a big heartache in their family. So when he, you know, it's just out of the blue, it may come to you. There's a logos word that you study the Bible. It's really full of life and power, and it's living. But there's also the rhema word, which is the daily, when God just speaks to you. You know, it's supposed to be a normal thing. John 10, God says his sheep hear his voice. So it's not something strange. Some people are like, you heard from God? What kind of person are you? You know, it's like, God spoke to you? Like, I thought I only did that to pastors or special people or Mother Teresa or no. God speaks to all the sheep, you know. He doesn't have any favorites. He doesn't have some that he likes to put down and others he likes to lift up. It's just a lot of that's their own choice. If you want to do something for God, he'll probably turn you loose on it sooner or later, you know. God's a good God. He has a lot of fun with his people. Matter of fact, he told me this week, the Holy Spirit wants to have fun with you, Alan. Like, what? What? Holy Spirit wants to have fun with you. It's like, fun in this life? Like, yeah. Remember, add joy to everything? That's the way for you. We're supposed to be going through this pilgrimage with joy and having fun with the Lord. That's normal. The world doesn't want you to even think about God because they're lost, but they're all binding together to make sure you get lost too. They don't know it. they're blind as bats, and they don't, their comprehension is pretty small in spiritual things because they're not born again. They don't comprehend the spiritual world. They don't realize there is one. They don't realize there's a God that loves them. They don't realize there's light. Anyway. 3, plan nothing without the Father's advice. Men often fail because they leave God out of the equation. Don't follow them. Don't follow. And you get into that what's in your heart versus what's in your brain. Give God time to answer. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. He'll give you strength. He'll give you more strength all the time. He likes strengthening you. I mean, you can be weak for a while, but you end up taking a few missiles that you shouldn't be receiving from the enemy. God's going to say, hey, we got to stop that. He's getting too much garbage from the enemy. You know, I would get him discouraged and thinking the word is from us or something. Go through trials with the Spirit of God. A trial is an opportunity in disguise. Like I said last week, some of them are really disguised really good. The disguise can fool you. Like, this isn't no blessing. God will say, hey, I'm not done with it yet. I just started on it. I would probably use Romans 8:28 about for that. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And what's going on in this nation right now don't look good. And it doesn't look like God can use it, but he is. And you won't hear from the liberal media what the Christians are doing, because they're not going to tell. They don't want to go there. They don't want to give God any glory, and they don't want to raise up Christians. So they're kind of dooming themselves. And kind of like, well, the enemy has a way of he's running on falsehoods. Eventually he's found out. Spiritually speaking, there's probably a lot of people out there with long noses because from lies they've told. Hey, God's able to handle it all. He's able to take care of Christians through it. It makes them stronger. But God's time, when God has things go exactly his way, it's getting really close. Talked about last days, everything shall be shaken. The things remain that are of God. So remain in God, remain of God. God remains. We're his children. We remain. Know the word for every subject in life. There's something that's really bothering you. Maybe it's depression. Look up verses that'll bring you out of depression. Memorize them. Know them real well. The word of God is powerful. Read the Bible 3 times a day. Smith Wigglesworth used to do this. He was kind of a combination of Pentecostal and holiness, preacher of older times. He's often quoted, because so many miracles of God followed him, and he spoke a powerful word of God. He said you need the Bible 3 times a day to feed you spiritually. And he always had a Bible on him. And there's a lot of interesting stories there. 6, we touched on praise God 7 times a day. 7, pray expecting results. Prayer won't work without faith. Faith will work without prayer if you state your faith. You got to state your faith. Prayer isn't just an exercise we go through. You got to add a little faith with it, which probably isn't hard because God gives to every man a measure of faith. Just keep using your faith. A little faith will work. You know, there's some miracles that are waiting to happen. They only take a little bit of faith, and they're big miracles. I mean, to our human thinking, it's like watching a person's legs straighten out and then they can walk properly. Sometimes it only takes a small bit of faith to do that. A small releasing of your faith toward that person, or everybody releasing love. These things are done by the Father's love. Sometimes you just release love toward that person and big things happen. Some miracles take a little more work. Some almost... What's that system where you got to pay for something big? It takes installments. Yeah, installments. Some things are like installments. You pray for it this day, expecting. You remind God the next day, I prayed, and expecting you to do it because that's your will. I know it's your will because it's in your word. And also you confirmed it in my heart. And so you just keep them installments of faith coming. And you don't back off. You don't faint. Matter of fact, let's go to the fainting goat this time. You got that video ready? Watch these goats.
It's okay, boo. It's okay, boo. Come here.
They're kind of a critter where a shock just gets them. Kind of looks like a roadkill, don't it?
Let's get Boo out. Come on, buddy. Scoop. And there he goes. Okay, bud. Shake it off. You can do it. Up you go. Good job. And now.
I was going to kind of mock these goats, you know, like saying... But I realized I've been a little bit like that a time or two in life. Like something just comes along and kind of shocks you. And you.
They all stood back up.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You get back up. Yeah, I wasn't trying to do the goat thing just now. That was an accident. I said, back up. But anyway, you know, there's another type of goat, and we talked about it a little bit last week, and Galatians 6:9, this kind of goes with the theme. Let us not become weary in good doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And King James uses the word faint, if we do not faint. If you keep your faith going. So when things tend to get real hard, sometimes we like, this is too much for me, I got to give up. I just don't believe for it anymore. Well, that's when we need the Lord's strength to take over. You don't just get stiff and fall over on your back with your legs sticking up in the air. You know, you don't have to give up. You just need to give it to the Lord and let him take you from there. Because the battle is the Lord's. And that's in 2 Chronicles. They'll probably have it here in a minute. But the battle really is the Lord's. And he knows what's going on. Sometimes we need to come to the end of our rope so we can really get in tune with God, and he takes us from there. And life becomes really good because he just takes us, and he knows how to take care of us to encourage our hearts and our spirits and get us back to where we need to be. Okay, now Jehoshaphat had an army come against him. That's the situation. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judea and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's." So God just took over, you know. We need to realize he wants to take over. Sometimes in our human brain we think, we got to keep going. We got to do it. We got to, you know, what kind of person are we if we don't bear all this responsibility by ourselves and solve it? And your brain works on it and you keep working on it and your brain gets tired. And they're saying, "Are you ready for me to take over yet?" Like, "Yeah, Lord, you want to take over? Feel free." Anyway, let's show the ibex. Now, this goat is kind of the opposite of the fainting goat. The ibex is kind of a rare species, but there's 4,000 or 5,000 of them left in the nation of Israel. They got half of all of these. There's five different kinds. Now, watch him. He can go places. They trust the Lord. They got confidence. Represents Christians who are not afraid to move out with the Lord. Talk about impossible situations. There's a big difference between them critters. Do you think we can be like the ibex? If the Lord is your strength, you can. Fellowship is with the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They really like having fellowship with you. As we studied in chapter 2 of Hebrews, we were made for him, by him, for his purposes. You have a freedom of choice. Our fellowship with the Lord should be very special. You know, if you can't remember all these things, these choices that you can make to be strong in the Lord, remember this: fellowship with your Heavenly Father, fellowship with Jesus, and follow your guide. If you will fellowship and follow, you'll be okay. So your guide will never lead you astray. The Holy Spirit is a tremendously wonderful gift sent from the Father. The way you follow him, you don't have to figure out all these things, if that's what they are, but he'll just tell you, like, try this. Okay. He'll keep you on the right path. That actually will shock them. doing things like that, doing the unexpected. Your behalf, his child. He paid the highest price in heaven to get you. Gonna let things change you. Do I need to switch?
Yeah.
I probably lost connection on that. Thanks, Sheenie. Oh, did you hear me anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that was kind of the conclusion, unless there's something else here the Lord wants to show me. There is kind of one thing. This kind of a trick of the enemy one time. He says, especially people that are really outgoing, they might fall in this trap. Don't call attention to yourself. You don't want to be up in public. You don't want to make a spectacle. You don't want to do this and you don't want to do that. Well, because that'd be selfish, might draw attention to you. So the enemy will use that on you. But God says, if you do nothing, then nothing is done for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, I don't feel like testifying. Well, then your testimony isn't going to help anybody for Christ. Well, I don't feel like passing out tracts. Or I don't want to tell that guy that Jesus loves him because he might look at me funny. Like, well, then they may not find the Lord through you. God will keep working. Now, some of these things he puts on our heart, and once in a while they just say, I really need you to do that. And there's been times like that. I don't want to, but geez. So I keep talking with God like, you want me to do that, right? He says, well, I could try, Lord. How's that? Well, that's all he wants you to do is try. He didn't say, I want you to be successful and give him these 10 points, and if you don't do that, then that's a loss. He isn't like that. He's like, are you willing to try? Are you willing to try something new? Okay, I'll help you. It'll work out. If you mess up, that's okay. You know, you'll do better next time. So, like you were saying, you might faint, but you can get up again. So, okay, God loves us. And that's pretty much what I have today, the Lord's put on my heart. I want to tell you that God really, really loves you. It's not no pretend thing. Most of you know that. But it's important to know that he really loves you. Your life is going somewhere. It's going to help people. Your prayers count as much as anybody's prayer. They're going to affect lives. They're going to affect nations. They're going to affect the whole world because your prayers can go around the whole world and change things. You're very powerful in the Lord if you know and use your faith and use your love. Yes, you. You're not the least in your class. You're not the least to God. You're mighty. You're dangerous. You're going to change lives and people. Blessed be the name of God. Thank you.
About to find your home, sweet home, here in the house of the Lord. Bring your heart in, bring your burden. You can lay them down at the door. There is no fear, you belong in. Step into the house of the Lord. Bring your heart in, bring your burden. You can lay them down at the door. Ain't it so clear, you belong in. Step into the house of the Lord.
This one working again? Okay. If I don't pull it apart, it's okay. That was a very appropriate song. Thank you very much. Well, prayer list. Let's keep Hollis at top, pretty close to the top of it. We want him well. We want him up and around, doing what God's called him to do. So, by faith, send a lot of faith with your prayers. You know, faith is based on fact. Faith is based on the Word of God. So it's not some osmosis thing you pick up. It's believing. Believing in God, believing in His nature. He wants to heal, He'll do it. So remember Hollis. Remember Don. Mrs. D, she's doing good. Praise God. Beth Ann, keep praying for Beth Ann. Mike, pray for Jackie. Pray the Lord will deliver her from her thinking. Will balance her system. Just keep praying. Keep praying for Sherry's shoulder. Is it 85% back yet? Not quite. Okay, we're going to keep praying then.
Don't pay the percentages, just trust.
Yeah, just trust God. I told one guy, my wife is 98% well now. She had some kind of foot problem. She couldn't go swimming. Well, anyway, and he typed back, God's still interested in the 2%.
Yes.
So, praise God. God take you all the way. He has begun a good work, and you will be faithful to complete it. Remember the buyers, Mike, others. Pray for our country. I'll just open it up to you to pray, and I'll close. So lead right out. Father, we thank you for this time together as family. As people love each other. We love you, Lord. You're mighty. You're everything we need. You're merciful to us. You're gracious. You make ways for us. Even in our box canyon moments in life, you make a way. You loved us with an everlasting love. And we get to live that life with you every day. We thank you for great privileges we have. We pray for each person on our prayer list and others. And this concern that's been brought out too, Lord. Just raise all these people up. Use them in your will. You came that we might have life. Sickness, not life. You paid the price so we don't have to have sickness. Help Hollis be here next week, having a great time with us. We love you. Thanks for watching over us, each one of us this week as we go through life. May we be shining light for you, loving those around us in prayer and faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.